Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
All right, friends, we are connecting with Pastor Marere for the conversation on the role of mentorship in spiritual growth. We are trying to connect with him right now, and he's going to be speaking to us about, you know, the importance and the power of influence in helping us to grow spiritually. All right. I think we've got the pastor on the line now. My pastor, good morning. Welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Pastor. Thank you so much for joining us. Very happy to have you on with us and looking forward to a beautiful week together.
I really appreciate for me just being picked from nowhere and doing your platform.
Amen. Amen. We appreciate God bringing us together and even allowing us to have these conversations. So thank you so much. Now, Pastor, let's speak about your own experience with mentorship. Who would you say has influenced your spiritual growth most deeply, and what made their presence so transformative in your life?
Okay, by God's grace, when I finished school in 2017 at Solus University,
mm-hmm.
by God's grace, where I was employed for five years, I was under a retiree, Dr. Sinjuke Boni from Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
I think he retired around 2015. So, honestly, that old man had transformed me and mentored me, number one, on work ethic, number two, on my spiritual growth, number three, on doing projects. Up to now, I remember his words. He would say, young man, just make sure you make a dollar a day.
Mm.
So, and on spirituality, you know, in African culture, there are those people who want their things to be penned after they make they repented.
Mm-hmm.
He's the first man who helped me to bend those goblins, spears from deep African culture and religion.
Mm-hmm.
It was a trying time, but he taught me to pray, taught me to have courage. And some of the moments, he would say to me, young man, want to go to a place called Ushishavane, want to go to Chivi, would spend the whole day on a prayer program there for a family.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, that has mended me to the extent that I think today, this year, 2025,
mm-hmm.
is my first year where I managed to post daily devotions.
Wow.
From January up to today.
Wow.
These other years, I would just post for a month, I rest a month, post for another month. But because his culture, almost every morning on 3 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
he sent me a reminder for prayer.
Mm. Amen.
So I have realized that mentorship really, it's needed, especially with those people who have managed to see a lot of things in life.
Yes.
You would even recite, oh, you come from Chivu. I was there as a pastor in 1986. Well, this area I was a pastor in such a period. I would tape some wisdom
mm-hmm.
from the old man.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. And with that said, then, what do you think makes a mentoring relationship spiritually healthy and sustainable?
I think the critical thing is the physical presence of a mentor with a mentee. I have realized that mentorship, yes, it can be done online, but it's not as effective
right.
as it can be done physically.
Mm-hmm.
When the mentee have got an assignment, he is there giving instructions. On this stage, we do this way.
Mm-hmm.
On this stage, we do it this way. Because I still remember his table and my table, we were in the same office.
Mm-hmm.
If I meet a difficult case,
mm-hmm.
I would turn to the old man, say, this one is difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
Then he would say, no, that one I experienced that situation in 1992. It's very simple. You do this.
Mm, yeah.
So the physical presence, sometimes as a young person, it will be mostly difficult for me to be always present, you know, with this a lot of energy. You want to do some other things, you want to try. But I've realized trying myself is more expensive than being under someone who has got experience.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And where in your life have you tried to grow alone? Have you ever tried to experience this growth without that guidance of a spiritual mentor? And what has that experience revealed, trying to go at it alone?
Yes, I still have a lot of things trying to do alone. But I have realized that the challenge comes with endurance. You know, as someone trying things alone, you may be get tired when you are at 80-90% of completion of the assignment.
Okay.
So mentorship alone is a bit difficult, but recently I have gained a skill whereby I can seek some textbook. So but sometimes you may fail to find a physical person. But I look for a textbook that describes the area that I'll be wanting to grow in that line myself. But it's a bit difficult. It needs a lot of commitment.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And how do you distinguish between spiritual advice and spiritual guidance? Is there a difference between the two?
There's a great difference.
Okay.
You said spiritual guidance and spiritual advice.
Advice, yes.
Okay, to me, spiritual advice is whereby someone will tell me, when you come to this situation, you do this, you do this, you do this.
Mm-hmm.
But with the spiritual guidance, I have seen it to have a lot of emotional support, moral support, even to the time presence of the someone who's giving guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Because guiding, someone will be moving with you.
Right.
And by so doing, you can do something great when someone is guiding you.
Right.
But when someone advises you, it reaches a point where you need further advice or
yes.
further guidance
yes.
or further intervention. So it's more like a mother who's telling a child, when you get to school, you do this, you do this. But when you meet a certain challenge, when you are there, naturally, you know, challenges, they withdraw some power from us.
And what might God be inviting you to pursue through intentional mentorship, do you think?
That one is... It's a great privilege because, you know, I have seen that mentorship, it's really needed, especially in our generation. Let me reduce this statement by saying, especially to me.
Okay.
Because when you are operating on an international level, there is a higher responsibility when it compares to local level. And your influence, you will be greater than when it is at a local level.
Right.
So because of that, there is a need, number one, on mentorship, guidance, on self-deportment, speech presentation, the places where to go. Because when you are on an international level, a lot of eyes will be looking at you.
Yes.
When you go out, you go up with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
When you fall with a lot of people. So this is a great privilege that is rarely found to have international mentorship. But it's very important to have. Because the more you grow, the more you need a lot of support.
Yes.
It's more like the service that can be given to a car as compared to an aeroplane. It's
right.
different.
Right.
When a car departed a roadblock or whatever, there is no continuous surveillance. But an aeroplane, from this airport, they'll be following it. On that next airport, they'll be following it. Inside, they'll be following it. And there's a lot of radar taking care of that thing. So, international mentorship is a privilege. I really need it. Because it stretches my potential.
Yes.
But at the same time, it needs mentorship on different aspects, even to the extent of diet. because people, there is a board structure mm-hmm. that is very appreciative mm-hmm. on an international level.
Right.
The moment you fail to maintain your diet and some other things, you may lose some other viewers. But it's an accepted opportunity that needs a lot of guidance and mentorship and a humble spirit to be mentored.
Right.
You know, a car, an ox to be used in plowing, it must have some elements of humility to be guided to where the farmer wishes to go.
Yes. Mm, beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Pastor. We really appreciate your time. We appreciate you coming through, speaking to us about intentional mentorship, the importance of it, and of course, sharing your own experience with it, the guidance that you've received. Very interesting one was the difference between spiritual guidance and spiritual advice. I'd never considered that. And I think that's a beautiful distinction to make. But thank you so much for your time. I look forward to speaking more about the importance of spiritual mentorship in our growth, in our Christian walk. Thank you so much for your time. Let's chat again tomorrow, same time.
Thank you. You're welcome, ma'am. Yeah, really appreciate it.
Amen. Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.